USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least three lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate.
One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies Sunday to people who are trapped in that city. There's no way to leave because roads and highways surrounding the town are flooded. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. Iowa and Wisconsin also have declared states of emergency in the wake of historic flooding and blizzard conditions caused by the bomb cyclone. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts describing the scene to local news outlets as devastating. From Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Rick Vincent for USA Radio News.
Police in Utrecht, Netherlands are saying a terrorist killed three people and wounded nine in a shooting on a tram Monday. The Dutch counterterrorism agency raised the terrorism threat level to five, its highest, and police are searching for a 37-year-old Turkish suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
March Madness is showing up early at the gas pumps as the national average saw an increase of 6 cents a gallon with that new high of $2.55 for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in 9 states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil.
Government leaders in Northern Virginia are approving tax breaks for Amazon as they look to build their second headquarters just outside of Washington, D.C. The Arlington County Board voted unanimously to approve a $23 million tax break for Amazon's second headquarters to be built in Crystal City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez announced that Fox News would not be hosting any of the 2020 Democratic presidential debates. Over the weekend, liberal commentator Bill Maher went after Democrats for refusing to appear on Fox News and not even having a primary debate on the network. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Fox News has always treated him fairly.
I appreciate the opportunity I've had on Fox. I've been on your Sunday show, and I appreciate the way that Chris Wallace handles those interviews. So I think it's important for everyone to be able to hear different views.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies at the box office.
So you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature Wonder Park at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis 5 feet apart comes in at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.